of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Can you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds? You might learn something.
Number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh yeah, Jeffy. Put that microphone on. Woo! Thursday night. We're a few minutes late, but that's what happens sometimes. I'm okay with that. You okay with that?
I'm great with that. I like being a little fast to be late sometimes. Bring everybody back into the, the anticipation.
It builds. It's like building, right?
Well,
it's
like out there, you're like, where are they? What the hell's going on? We're back here like, yeah. Not yet.
You just wait a minute.
Not yet.
We're gonna sneak up on you.
It was like Motley Crue. Remember when Motley Crue would come out? They'd be like, "And Motley Crue," and they'd always wait a few seconds. You'd be like, "What the fuck? Where's Motley Crue?" No, then they come out.
I didn't know they did that. Did they do that?
They all did shit like that.
Oh, I had no idea.
I might have made that up. I don't know.
Well, I think it's a great thing to make up, though. It sounds good. So
thanks.
Let's go with it.
I went off the hip on that, but I think yeah,
I like it. Happy Thursday to you, Jeffy. We are live here on the program, finally, again. This is 2 weeks in a row we've been live. Let's talk about last week's episode really quick, Jeffy, which is one of my favorites, Sam the Cooking Guy. How fun was he to talk to?
Super fun. He's a great dude. As
talented.
Cool as he is in his videos, he is in person to talk to. I thoroughly enjoyed it, which I thought I would, because like I said, after watching his videos, all I wanted to do was have a beer with him and eat a fucking burger, like a massive...
I was worried he was going to be, like, not cool, Jeffy. I was afraid, like, he was going to be very, like... I mean, the guy's got over 2 million YouTube subscribers. He's got 3 restaurants. I mean, what he does is pretty incredible. So I thought for sure that maybe he might not really want to give us a time of day. But, man, he was incredible.
Yeah, well, I think he... I mean, he gave us a great compliment at the end that we just get it, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
And, coming from him. And I think... from our perspective, he just gets it. You know, he's a chef. He's a cook. He's the cooking guy. He connects with people because he makes food fun. You know, and I love him. And he's fun because he takes zero shit. You know, like I in his shows with his guys in the background, he said it. Like, I have an idea, and everyone tries to talk me out of it. And it's like, no, this is how I'm gonna do it. I don't give a shit because this is how I want to shoot it. And he just goes with it.
Yeah.
And if it falls apart, he's like, you know what? Fuck it. This is what keeps it real.
The video he just put out, some pastrami sandwich thing or whatever, he cuts his pinky finger in it. he leaves it in there. I thought it was fantastic. I mean,
that's great.
Those are the things that, I don't know, that's why I think the guy's just so likable. I've been obsessed with him ever since the show. I've watched like almost all of his videos.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's a lot of videos. That's crazy.
Tons of content from him. Yeah. Sam the Cooking Guy. Make sure you check him out. Big shout out to Ergo Chef for setting it up for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
we love the Ergo.
They're good brothers, and they set that up with us. And
they
making
set us up a few times with some great chefs.
Oh,
they're really awesome like that. They're
good people. Well, they make his knife.
Yeah, which is beautiful.
It's a great-looking knife, but what's crazy is that, remember, his knife, the first run on his knife, the first 10,000 of them, they did a run of 10,000 of them,
yeah,
sold faster than Guy Fieri's knife.
I know. I remember him showing us that.
What?
The last time I was at Ergo with you,
when
I was up in Connecticut, he was showing us Sam's new knife, the one he had just put out, like the second series.
And you and I were also dicks, sold like, out. Oh, whatever, it's great. But
but it is great. I mean, actually, it wasn't like that. I think I went, how come we're not making your knife? And you were like, oh, we're going to make a bag, and we were talking about this other stuff, and then, like, you're going
to
eat it.
Well, I think I did talk to them about a knife, and I think with this...
And the bag. I think the bag is the real money.
Well, the knife... So, you know, I started designing the knife bag with him. We talked... Did I tell
you
about it?
I know. I was there when we started talking about it, and then you told me you went over and we were going over more of it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. He's looking
knife bag's the move.
I think it's going to be dope.
Yo, this knife bag's going to have speakers built into it.
Yeah.
It's going to have a fucking 10,000 milliamp battery charger for your phone built into it.
Love it.
Bluetooth.
Chef of the future needs this. Every chef's going
to
need it.
Well, and I want it steel. Like, I want the whole outline of it to be steel. So
hard,
like,
rock.
It doesn't break when you can. Think about it. When I'm in the city and I'm going on the subway and stuff, like,
you
want to
hit somebody with your bag.
Yeah. Totally. 100%, man. 100%. So check it out. Let me... Oh, there you go. You got it. There was a little weird sound there. I don't know what that was. You're talking to your mic to make sure it's still going.
Yep. I think everything's great.
There we go. Yeah. It was sometimes that headphone piece does it. But yeah, the knife bag's going to be great. But I think the knife I want to do, Jeffy, I'm going to tell you about this knife really quick.
Go ahead.
Carbon fiber. I want everything to be carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber.
Yeah, because carbon fiber is indestructible, Jeffy, much like me.
All right. Can you sharpen carbon fiber?
I'm going to figure that part out. I haven't gotten there yet.
Just wondering.
Yeah. No, actually, I want to be powder-coated black, the entire knife black. The handle. I mean, listen, you see me a lot. You and I have done tons of events together.
Absolutely.
What do I wear?
Black.
Always black.
Always right. Black.
Black and like some sort of black shorts or camo shorts or something. So the knife would be black, but it would just have like etched in the side of it. It would just say plum, but it would be in purple. Mm. And the knife itself is black, but I want a carbon fiber handle. And Mike over at Ergo is like, dude, we should do it with a ceramic blade. And I'm like, I don't believe in those because they break. What do you think?
I don't know if I'm thrilled with the ceramic blade.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. They are sharp.
Listen, I have them, but they break a lot, like you said. And I usually buy two or three a year, and I just keep them around until the other one breaks. So I just have it there for when, like, you know, the time I'm doing an event and I have to cut lettuce.
Well, the knife bag's gonna come before the knife. I think the knife bag I'm fired up about.
Absolutely.
Want it to be like affordable. Like it's gonna be dope. I'm excited about it, man.
Super pumped. Love the Ergo guys.
Yeah, they're great people, man. Shout out to Ergo Chef, no doubt about it. And shout out to Sam, the cooking guy. I feel like we made a friend last week in him.
I hope so. I can't wait to go out there and have some not tacos.
Tacos. They just reopened, by the way. Thank
God. Yeah, I saw that. It was really cool. It looked dope. I was happy for everybody.
Tonight, we got a fun show tonight, Jeffy. A little bit different take on a program. Our friend Madison Dupuis is going to join us from Hungry. Hungry is a company that essentially was started by some pretty big wigs. Tom Colicchio. I think Jay-Z is an investor there.
I believe that's correct.
But it's their Kevin initial Hart, game plan was like corporate events, corporate catering. Then COVID hit, and they had to change the entire thing. And that's how I met Madison. And I can't wait to tell the story about, you know, one of the big roles she played in taking this company and changing the direction and keeping it afloat.
I love it.
On her own. And I have a microphone, so I can say that.
I love that. I love it. I'm excited. I remember Hungry. I remember doing some stuff with them. I remember their older paradigm, and I can see how they would be struggling in this pandemic. So I'm definitely excited to hear how they're making it work.
Well,
and if they can inspire other people to do similar things, that would be great. So pay attention, motherfuckers. This could be interesting.
That's right. It could be interesting.
Interesting.
What did you say?
Interesting. Interesting.
Ouch. Sorry.
Not sorry.
Also, those of you guys who are on the station head or haven't heard us be on station head in a minute, it's just been the world has taken over, and we have to kind of focus on some things. And
yeah, we have jobs and shit.
And it's the busy season, and we'll get back to station head. I got the right equipment now. We'll see. We'll get back there. But also, too, I got to give an update. Done some pretty serious interviews, Jeffy, for the new NPR show coming up.
Get to the chopper.
I don't have a drop for that. I wish I did. Great interview is a show. August 6th, season debuts on NPR.
Fuck yeah.
Myself and Marisol Castro.
Marisol.
It's going to be a really fun show. We talked to some great chefs. So we got some big plans coming up for it. I pitched an idea to him, Jeffy, and I got to talk to our good brother, Chef Brian Kaywork at CIA.
Ooh.
I pitched a show saying, what if we did in September a back-to-school episode?
Oh.
But it's instead of talking about regular back to school, it's me going back to CIA with Marisol, and she goes through a class, and I make fun of her the whole time.
Ooh, that could be really fun.
But they were like, we love this idea. And I was like, this is why, this is great. I was like, I wasn't even going to pitch this to you guys. They're like, no, this is why we hired you. This is what we want to hear.
That's great.
And I'm like, how fun would that be for an hour? You just hear somebody who's never been in like a culinary situation
getting her balls broken as she gets ridden.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
In a highly advanced class, too. I'm not talking about skills 101. I'm talking about...
Well, I think you might want to start her out with some knife skills just to be safe.
American Bounty, dinner service, let's go. This is your saute station.
That's not nice to do to the other kids around her.
I think it'd be hysterical. But they loved it, so I was like, great, let's see if we can make that happen. They were like,
I love it.
Back to school, we go to CIA, and you know, I think we could talk to good brother Brian, Chef Brian, who's
would be the first person I would call for sure to make some connections. He would at least get us to who we need to talk to make it happen. Yeah.
Well, we would make it to where we all go, and then maybe we do some podcast stuff while we're there.
Yeah, that was something he seemed really into doing too before all this stuff happened.
Well,
that was something.
Email him.
I actually spoke to one of the students that we were going back and forth, and
a
then
student.
Yeah, to get on the podcast, and I was going to start like trying to get. I was going to try to start getting, you know, some students here and there from the school, like young up and coming kind of chefs, talk to them, kind of like
maybe do a feature on them.
Hear where they were going, and then the pandemic happened, and it just kind of like everything went a little crazy.
I am working really hard on trying to get the actual COVID-19 on the podcast. I want to talk to this person.
Yeah, it's not a person.
Well, jury's out.
Maybe we could find someone who's had it, though.
That'd be fun.
Like, someone who's like, you know, and not like, I tested positive, but nothing ever happened to me, because I don't want to talk to that guy.
You want someone who was like, they put me in like a coma for a month while I was on an
I was on an iron lung. I thought I was going to die, Pop.
Yeah, they put me in one of those fucking containers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
No one could touch me. Everyone was touching me with gloves.
For some reason, they kept giving me, like, shots in my ass.
It was like the movie Alien.
Ooh. Wait. What? Did they put him in metal containers in Alien?
I don't know.
I don't think so. All right, Jeffy, let's play a quick commercial.
Just going down the hill building with you.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. The snowball was getting big, but it had nowhere to go. The hill had stopped, so we were just sitting there as a snowball. It was a fucking disaster. We got a great program tonight, guys. We're going to talk all about business and changing the game plan and figuring things out during a COVID virus. And this is all great information because, you know, if it's been one virus, Jeffy, in 10 years, there'll be another one. We got to learn something, right?
Well.
Nope, I don't want you to answer that because you're going to go into a whole diatribe about 5G and.
All right, well, you asked. And
cell
now you
towers
don't want to hear it.
And
whatever.
Microchipping people. I just wish you would stop doing the podcast wearing a foil hat.
Oh, no, I can't because you know, they'd be able to read my thoughts and it would be terrible. But what I do want to say is there's so much weird information coming from so many directions about fucking COVID and masks, and like you, state to state everyone has their own belief system, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and now we're like DC, not the CDC, and who's the WHO, and is the FBI involved? I don't know. I mean,
wait, ready?
Who?
We get back, we're gonna be joined by Madison Dupuis. She is the director of, what are we calling it, Hustle for Hungary.
Oh, Jeffy. Director of Hustle at Hungary, also known as Try Hungary, at Try Hungary.
On Instagram.
Yeah, and you can also check her out at Diva_Dupree.
Yep, we're going to get her on here in just a second. Let's go to a quick break. We come back, we're going to be joined by our good friend Madison from Hungary. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. I'm Chef Plum. That's Chef Jeffy. Here's some words from our good friends over at Ergo Chef. Be right back. Stay right there. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef knives. The knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. If my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
One small step for man, one giant step for
man. It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy, well, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, It needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Plum Love Foods Live here on a Thursday. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff.
What up?
Hanging out with you live in the kitchen studio, Jeffy. You and I are looking at each other. Shout out to everybody. Hey, Chef Frankie from Hell's Kitchen, if you're listening, you can come by if you want, brother. I saw your text messages. I can't text you and talk, but if you want to come by, come on by.
Text Daddy. I'll tell you where it's going.
Hey, text Daddy. That's all you got to do. If Daddy can talk into the microphone, it'd be even better for me.
Daddy talks to the microphone.
That's right. Jeffy, let's talk a little bit about companies, man. Let's talk about working. You ever work corporate?
I worked for a hotel long, long time ago, many, many moons ago. It was like Ramada.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The Ramada.
Yeah, I did nice. The buffet. I did the omelet station at the Ramada buffet.
Okay.
Oh, it was fucking, it's like a nightmare.
Well, I never thought that I'd be a fan of doing corporate stuff, and it's never really worked out for me in all the times I've done it until I met tonight's guest.
Yeah. Which is, she must be a magic maker.
Well, in a little bit, yes, in a lot of weird ways. It's sometimes when you work with certain people in the industry or any industry and you connect with them, they seem to get it. They seem to understand what the story is. I mean, listen, I don't have a very, you know, day-to-day type job. My job is very different. It jumps back and forth, whether it's shooting something for TV or doing a radio show or whatever, working a private client. You know the deal, man. You live it with me every day.
Yeah.
Madison from Hungary did get it and understands it and used a bit of it to her advantage, which I appreciate that. I think that's a smart move.
Totally.
So when you meet somebody who has that ability, who does a great job, you know, I tend to want to continue to work with them. I think they do. She's great at what she does. She's very, very clear on what the expectations are. And, you know, for someone at a younger age who hasn't been in the industry as long as someone like you or I have, she gets it, and she understands it, and has taken complete control of it, and I really, really appreciate that. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight with our guest who is about to join us right now, the one, the only, I got ready to call her chef, but she's not a chef.
She's a director of Hustle.
That's right. Give her a plug before we bring her on here.
Absolutely. Get ready. Madison Dupree, director of Hustle of Hungary, a.k.a. at Try Hungary. You want to give her a follow right now on Instagram at @diva_Dupree's. And, you know, let her know you were heard her on the show. You're going to like all her pictures once you get on her page because she's amazing. And that's just how it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome good sister, Madison Dupree. Madison, good evening. How are you? Thanks for sitting through our intro. We appreciate it.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. It was an awesome intro.
Of course. Well, that's what we want. See, you've never heard this side of me. You and I talk on the phone. It's all, like, professional, and occasionally I throw a joke in there and try to be funny. But, like, now you're hearing the buttery tones of my voice as a professional radio broadcaster.
Absolutely. It's a whole new world. I love it.
Buttery tones.
I guess so. Madison, just to be clear, you know, I was going to start talking about Hungary, but I think that you should probably do that first. You know, I don't like to have people usually plug their own business or talk about their business, so it's not really a plug, but just describe what Hungary is and what, like, the main idea behind Hungary was when it was, you know, first brought up.
Absolutely. So we are a catering platform. We're actually technically a tech company. So we go with catering platform that
Jeffy. In every episode, he's the worst, but that's all we love him.
You guys did this to me. Look what happened. So we connect top local chefs in all the cities that we are in for business and event catering. So we've got the drop-off side of things, just quick, you know, office admins needing that drop and go breakfast, lunch, snack time, that omelet station situation that Jeffy mentioned earlier. And then we've got, you know, your whole full service team, which has really taken that to the next level. And so that's who we were pre-pandemic. And of course, that story has changed a ton in the last few weeks. So now I would say we are the virtual event masters, since that's the world that we are operating in right now.
Well, and I want to talk about what that actually means here in a second. But, you know, just to kind of, you know, go a little bit deeper on what the actual platform is. It's a platform where you can, if you're a chef, I mean, you guys obviously, like, chefs have a following. That's a good thing. But, you know, if you're a great chef, you can go onto the website. You can put your name in the hat. And, you know, if they select you, Jeffy, you put some menus up. And basically, they help you sell your food to corporate entities as basically a subcontractor. Is that right, Madison?
Absolutely. And so, I mean, typically when you work with a catering company, you've got one executive chef and they're cranking out a ton of menus. It could be all cuisine types. And over time, that kind of all starts to taste the same, if we're being honest. And so we kind of flip that model on its head, and we have tons of chefs behind the scenes. And so every chef is really only cooking what they are masters at and what they're specialists at and what they're passionate about. It's their own recipes. We're not telling you what to cook, how to cook, when to cook, any of that. And so, you know, you come to us with what you want to actually serve on the platform, and then we pair you with clients that want to eat that cuisine.
Which, it's fantastic, especially if you're, you know, an up-and-coming caterer, or you're working on you're a private chef that's working on trying to build their name. I mean, what a great way, Jeffy, to get, you know, extra work thrown at you from, you know, it's almost like you don't have to go out there and do the hunting for it. It just kind of shows up on its own. You can start working through the platform.
So you when you say it's virtual, is it all it's all just like video? There's no actual food exchange? It's just like cooking classes?
Oh, wait, we haven't got to that part yet.
Oh.
That's going to be the big part.
No, I was just wondering what, because she said it was virtual, and I was just wondering, like, what is
You guys all, like, want to open all the presents under the tree before we even sing Jingle Bells.
That's not a thing. No one sings Jingle Bells before they open up presents.
I'm just checking. I do sometimes. I do on my birthday, too. But, Madison, so it's a great platform for, like I said, for chefs to have, to kind of come on, sell catering, sell lunch menus, I mean, breakfast menus, that sort of thing, to kind of add, you know, almost like a supplement type work. I mean, it's not going to be your full-time job, but you can get extra work from it.
Absolutely. I mean, depending on how much you want to make, it could be your full time. We've got chefs making over $50,000 a month, which is crazy talk. And I mean, it really takes away that whole I need to market my own business thing, because you chefs, you want to do what you're good at, which is cook. And so I'm here to handle the rest of that for you, like marketing, getting you clients, helping you put together menus. And so you can just literally do what you love, and we just show up, pick it up from you, and we handle all of the execution on the client side.
Yeah.
$50,000 a month, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
There is.
Let me ask you this. So you have those chefs who are making, I think the noise that we're getting in the background, Jeffy, is from our phones being close to the computer. That's what I think. It happens to me at my house too when I'm broadcasting. Sorry, we're working out the kinks right now. You know, I think that if you can make that much money doing it, then fantastic, but you know, it seems a little crazy. That's a lot of money to make a month just from doing catering work. I mean, Jeffy, it's not that crazy now that I think about it, because it's not, that's sales. That's not profit.
Correct. So, yes, that would be your, like, total income, and then obviously your food cost comes out of that. But still, it's a pretty good chunk of change if you ask me.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. So then, you know, business is going good. You open in New York. You guys are in D.C. You're in a couple other states. New York opens up. You know, everything is hunky-dory, going great, building and building and building. Then all of a sudden, COVID hits. Everybody's life hits a screeching halt. We all have plans. Everything kind of changes. I can imagine in your business, I mean, everyone kind of had to be freaking out a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole entire industry just like came to a halt overnight, and it was pretty crazy. All those, you know, nice contracts you had suddenly just evaporated, and you went from $1 million a month to zero.
Wow. Wow. That's just insane, man. I mean, it's almost like it feels like the sky is falling, I guess. I mean, I know for me, I lost a bunch of work because of it, but, you know, you have to adjust. And I mean, when it comes to a company like Hungry that's doing that kind of sales, you know, I just if you could be, let us be a fly on the wall, like, of kind of, you know, how some of those corporate meetings went. I'm just curious if you got to take part in that or be in those, some of those meetings, just kind of how do I don't know, like, what's the reaction? Is it like it's a brainstorm? Is it like, oh shit, you know, everybody hide, there's an earthquake coming? What do you do?
Yes. So honestly, we have great founders and they're super smart. So they came up with the company once and we're like, we got to come up with something else. So the kind of gut reaction, I feel like, for most catering companies was to do the kind of like at-home meal delivery. That just seems like the natural best step. And so that works for a lot of companies and they were able to do that. But we've always been, you know, how can we go big? And our whole plan was to go nationwide. We were supposed to launch in 9 other cities this year, which of course can't happen at the moment. And so we're like, how do we still get to those cities?
Yeah.
And what can we do? And we've always been chef-centric. I mean, that's who we are. We put the chefs on the forefront. It's all about you guys and, you know, getting you that recognition. Even if it's just a regular drop-off catering, we send a chef sign with the picture, the bio. And so the client actually feels that connection with the chef. They're like, hey, I had Chef Plum's food today. Like, he's awesome. I know about him. Like, it's just an extra layer as opposed to just good food being dropped off. And so we took that whole concept and just brought it online in a virtual setting.
Well, let's talk about that. So the move that you guys ended up doing was you kind of came up with this whole virtual chef situation where you had some, you know, great chefs that already working with the company. And, you know, and basically the idea was, I mean, we've seen a lot of chefs doing it, a lot of people, places doing it where there's, you know, online cooking classes and things like that. But this is a different situation.
Absolutely. So I would not say it is a cooking class. I get a lot of that. I'm like, hey, I want to do a cooking class. I'm like, really? Do you want to just watch a chef chop onions and carrots for an hour? Like, I don't think so. So we have branded it as the virtual chef experience.
Right.
A capital X. And what our whole mission was is how do we bring, obviously, the best of the best chefs in the nation to our clients at home, right in their living room, and make it fun. I mean, anyone can sit on their couch and watch Food Network, and that's great. But how do you actually get that time, that one-on-one time with these chefs? And so that was really our goal. And we have taken the best of the best, again, chefs from all of our different markets, and made them available via Zoom for these one-hour experiences. And we send not
capital
only a
X.
Capital X, always, yes, experience. So, yeah, we send like a digital recipe card out to everyone so they can follow along. And then if companies want to also send an experience kit, we can do that as well. And so essentially it is an ingredient kit and you can do cooking or baking or literally anything you can imagine. And again, it's your private time with that chef. It's you and your group. And truly, you feel like they're your best friend at the end of it. So that's the value add for clients. Is it's like, okay, I saw this person on Food Network last week, and now I'm literally talking to them on my computer. Like, this is awesome.
I mean, and literally, like, if you had to pick one chef out of your group who has been the most helpful, who do you think it would be? No, I'm kidding. I don't. I'm kidding. I think it's a great idea. It's a great concept. What I like the most about it is you're right. So obviously I've been doing some of these, Jeffy, with them, and we've had great success doing it. People are very, very happy. It's really fun. You know, you send a menu out there. If they like it, you know, they'll basically, they want to do it. One of the ones I've had the most success with, I did a Hamptons brunch where, believe it or not, I make a frittata. Jeffy, which is hysterical. There's an inside joke there.
The best frittata ever, okay?
I'm sure it is. He's actually taught Chef Michelle how to make it. He's walked me through it a few times. And I'll have to say, thank God for Plum and his frittata.
I hope you get hit by a car so badly. I just
no, frittatas are special.
Listen.
Especially in the Hamptons.
They make fun of me because I talk when I cook, Madison.
Is there egg whites in that frittata? Do you, like, separate them?
No.
No, you don't.
All of
them. Oh, yeah. So you don't really care.
I talk through all my food when I'm cooking, Madison, and they think I'm trying to teach them something. I'm like, I'm just talking. Like, leave me alone.
No. Just talking through your cooking is like, hey, so yeah, you know, the Yankees are killing it, and yeah, I'm chopping vegetables, shit's cool. Plum is like, so what I'm doing now is I'm sautéing up the onions with the peppers because I want them a little soft. Because see,
You want them a little soft before you add them to your eggs so that it cooks even. You know what I'm saying, guys? And we're like, what the fuck?
She's on my side. Do you hear this?
I am. People
yeah, but
love
we
that.
Cook for a living.
But you know that. And other chefs know that.
Fine. Know your audience, though, Madison. That's my point. It's Chef Michelle and me combined have 50
Michelle
years
Augustus.
Culinary experience. Of course. And Chez Plum loves to walk us through those
things. I do.
Things.
I talk
but
to
he
my
is brother. A master demo man. I'll have to tell you that. He's demo king. All right? Anywhere you go, you ask anybody about Chef Plum and the demos, and he throws it down.
Well, there you go. That's a very kind words from you, Jeffy.
No, it's true. I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen it in action.
It's true. But doing these has been a lot of fun. One of the things I think is great about it, too, Madison, is that it's actually given chefs who lost some catering work extra work on top of it, or extra work, after losing work. That's what I'm trying to say, Jeffy. It's been great. I mean, has the reception to it been what you guys expected?
100%. So it was honestly pretty crazy. It just started out as like, how do we get chefs on live? Is this FaceTime? Is this Zoom? Is it Skype? Like, how do we do it? And we quickly put the pieces together. And I can tell you honestly, like, we're nationwide at this point. All the companies in Silicon Valley that we were, planning to do catering for in the next couple months in real time are now clients virtually. And every client that has tried us has booked again.
Yeah.
Because, they'll get on with you, Plum, and then they'll That's be right. like, okay, he was epic. Now I want to go see Michelle, or I want to see Chris Kyler, or like they just bounce around to all the different cities, all the personalities. And before you know it, it's a reoccurring business model that, to be honest, we never even saw coming when we first came up with it.
Yeah. Or they email me directly and they want to do it again and I have to send it back
to you. Yeah.
Could I just pitch something really quick? I mean,
Jeffy's got something.
I'm a niche. I have a niche experience for your clients. I'm actually an amazing dinner guest. So what I propose is I'm an add-on, right? Like, we have chefs who cook dinners.
Wait,
but
can
then
I just
it's
chime
like,
in, Jeffy? You're a plant. You're a plant at the
exactly.
dinner party.
You bring me in, and I ask those interesting questions. I'll be like, whoa, hey, what is that you're doing right there?
I wish you could see his face. His eyes are so wide right now, Madison.
And then everyone will be like, oh, I don't know. What is he doing? Oh, and I'll be like, wow. I don't know. Guys, this is so cool.
This is a great idea, Madison.
I would like, I'll edge everybody on. They'll be like, who is this guy? I'm like, don't worry. I know Bill.
I know Bill. I work in
the
mailroom.
I work in shipping. Yeah, exactly. You know me. I'm in downstairs. Yeah. I'm a great guy. Come on. Everyone loves me.
You know what? I'm into it. My role, I feel like, is the dinner guest, except for I never get to cook along. I just get to see it. But every single time, I'm like, dang. You know what? This is why I'm friends with the chefs.
That's it.
How far are you from the Hamptons? We could all have dinner.
Well, apparently I'm coming up sometime soon.
Yes.
We've talked multiple times. You got to make it happen.
Well, we're going to work on that. So let me ask you. So the guys, the people who started this company, talk about who founded this company. There's some pretty big names in there.
Absolutely. So you mean who backed it? So the founders are Iman and Chai Palavani. They are out of D.C. and they have three companies. This is their third one. Super successful. And we are backed by Jay-Z, Usher, and Kevin Hart, along with a ton of other music industry people and well-known celebs, but I feel like those are the ones everyone knows.
Yeah.
And
Calicchio,
super-
too. Isn't Tom Calicchio involved, or was he involved?
He is involved heavily, and so he just is a huge, huge supporter. He helped us get off the ground in New York and definitely is, I would say, like an advisor to us.
Yeah, we talked to him in the city when he did the opening party in New York. He came over and chatted with us and was hanging out and... Mm-hmm. He's a super nice guy. A little short, Jeffy.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he was very he looks like he's big on TV, but then you see him.
Yeah,
when
you meet him, you're kind of like,
right.
Eh.
I brought an apple box. I offered him an apple crate to stand on.
He's good looking though.
Yeah,
very very good looking.
He's a good looking man,
but yeah. But tiny.
That was fantastic. Sorry, Madison. We
digress.
What are we gonna do? But yeah. So how do those guys feel about the investors and stuff? Doing these virtual chef demos and things like that. What about getting them involved in doing something like this? Having Tom Calicchio be an option for a demo for a virtual chef experience?
Absolutely. So it is something that we have discussed. I feel like my champion answer is we can do anything for a price.
Yeah,
so
if it's worth it, right?
definitely make it happen. Obviously, they want to see us succeed as well. It's definitely not your average team building event. It's not suddenly going to have Kevin Hart on there. But, you know, big companies that really want to make an impression, if it's a client appreciation event or something like that, definitely we would be willing to pull out all the stops.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a big event for Hungary. You're going to have me and Michelle, and you're going to partner us up with Kevin Hart and Jay-Z, and we're going to cook online together on a Zoom cook-off against each other for charity, all putting Hungary's name out there. We can get tons of media for it. What do you think?
Oh, my God, that'd be so epic.
Yeah, and I would
smoke them. I would
smoke them. You give me Kevin Hart or Jay-Z, I would smoke Michelle. She knows it.
It'd have to be like part comedy and part cooking so that they have...
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, is Jay-Z funny, though? He's always seems so serious. Kevin Hart's hilarious.
Well, give Kevin Hart to Michelle. Let me have Jay-Z.
You guys will do a dual battle.
Yeah.
Bring your skills to the forefront.
That's what we'll do. It'll be a group effort.
I love it.
I think it's what's crazy to see is how you take what was a game plan. I think a lot of businesses had to do this, especially small ones. What was the original game plan and had to change it? You know, you guys have done that very, very well, and you know, you do what we have to do to survive in this industry right now, and you guys are surviving and maybe even thriving. Is that
absolutely
hard to say?
Say thriving for sure. And again, companies can do well, they can try to do what we're doing, how about I say it like that?
Yeah.
But we are definitely the only company that has the nationwide reach with all of these chefs, and so that's what really makes us special.
Yeah, and I think what's cool about it is you get chefs who are good talkers, who are, you know, fun to be around. I think all those things matter, and I think that if anyone can take anything away from this conversation, especially young culinarians in the industry, you know, the industry's changed. It's not always about just, you know, a chef hiding in the kitchen anymore. You know, you have to have personality. You have to be likable. You know, so don't shy away from those things. Talk to your guests. Talk to your employees. Talk to everybody. Don't just be the chef that hides in the kitchen. Because you never know what might happen. You could hit a pandemic and have to do a virtual chef demo, Jeffy.
Yeah, unless you're a shitbag, stay in the kitchen and don't talk to anybody because they're not going to want to see you if you're not cool.
I mean,
you got to be cool.
Just want to say, you got to be cool. Some chefs are like convicts. Just know your lane, bro.
Oh, convict.
I know that would.
I think I would describe them as chefy, which is a term I learned from Plum here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you give us the definition of chefy?
You know what? I'm still trying to
figure that out.
I've got a lot of chefs listening in, so I don't want to take a stab.
Listen, no one's going to get mad at you. Any real chef knows they're fucking chefy when they're chefy. Like, it's you know.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Like when they teach people how to make frittatas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's chefy. Listen. We're going to call you Chefy Jeffy over there. How about that?
If you look up chef, there's a picture of me probably near the definition of chefy.
Mm. There you go. I guess that's probably true in some capacity.
Well, yeah. I have the body type.
What do you think are some things you look for in a chef to do these virtual demos? Like, what are some things, you know, is it something when you talk to them on the phone, immediately you know, or something you look for when you know, is there some telling points that you kind of have set up already?
Absolutely. So for the virtual events, just as you just said, like chefs are entertainers at this point. In live events, that's why we have them on the floor, whether it's an action station or passing apps or just interacting with guests. It is entertaining to have the chef there and hear and see like who is actually cooking your food. And so for the virtual events, you really got to have a big personality because you might get a group that just wants to watch and they're not saying anything. So you're over there like having a grand old time in your kitchen and that needs to come across on camera. And so it's really, I don't know if star power is the right word, but I'm going to go with star power chefs, like ones that have been on Top Chef or other shows on Food Network. We've got Chef Chris Bassett was one of our chefs out of DC. He's the husband of Candace on Real Housewives of Potomac. And so he's also been on TV in another setting, but he has that same presence. He knows how to work the camera. And so I think that's a huge piece of it, but it's not exactly a requirement because I have coached a couple of chefs that have incredible personalities. I'm like, you should be on Food Network, but they haven't yet. So it's not a deal breaker for me if you haven't, you know, won Top Chef or any of that, but definitely got to have a big personality and really some kind of like specialty. And so right now we've got 10 chefs participating, and every single one of them is so different and represents a different city. And again, like, I don't need three Italian chefs, because we only need the best of the best Italian chef. And so I really want to make sure that every chef has a revenue generator, and therefore we keep them, like, their programming different.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. You don't want the same people doing the same thing. That makes sense in my book. I get it. Well, but it's tough, because you have guys like myself and like Jeff. I mean, you say, what's your specialty? I don't know. As a private chef, I mean, my specialty is whatever it needs to be. You know, that's kind of how we roll. I guess I tend to lean towards Southern food, but
yeah,
you know,
I don't know. I don't really have a specialty. Like, what would I be, Bobby Flay at? Like, that is that your specialty? Like, I mean, what?
Yeah, it's a great. So that actually brings a great question. So, what do you think makes a specialty? You know, what would you consider that?
It's definitely what you're passionate about. If you hate making apps, then that's not your specialty. You might be good at it and post some really dope photos on Instagram of apps, but if you despise it, then that's not your specialty. So, I would say it comes from passion, 100%. Like, if you're the baker, then you tell me all the things you love to bake, and then we work through that, and what does that programming look like, and let's make an experience. One of my chefs out of Atlanta, she is, like, all about, I don't know, just, like, deep-fried sweets, and so I never even knew you could, like, make donuts on your stovetop, but we talked about it. I'm like, hey, this is epic. Like, people want this, and so it's one of our top sellers, and now I'm like, all right, I'm going to be putting on the pounds here, because now I know how to make donuts on my stovetop, which is incredibly dangerous. But it's things like that, like skills that a normal person, average, like no additional culinary skill, like if they don't have that knowledge, like that's really impressive. Really cool, I mean, to them.
Making donuts on your stovetop is not hard. You can definitely do that. I'm with you on that. It's a little bit dangerous when you have, you know, these people heating up oil on their stove, and, you know, if they don't know what they're doing, it's a little bit scary.
Right, so that's why you got to be on live with one of the chefs.
Yeah.
Get one more to become a pro.
Having someone to coach you along, for sure, definitely makes a big difference. Talk about your history in the industry. I know that, you know, you have a few years here doing this stuff. I mean, whether it's, you know, did you have a restaurant background before you came into this?
I got to be honest with you, I did not. So I was in hospitality. I was a concierge for a business complex in the DC area. And so I ran, like, all the business and event catering for a ton of huge businesses. And that is where Hungry found me. So I guess I was a client at first. And, like, day one of Hungry, it was literally the founder, Iman, like, on the streets looking for clients. Like, and every single day they would show up, like, give us a chance, give us a chance, give us a chance. I'm like, no, you know, I can't burn huge clients with, like, the new caterer on the block. This sounds scary. No one wants to, you know, try that. And so I was a client, and they eventually wore me down. Literally, Iman is crazy and the best at the same time. And so he wore me down. So I gave him a shot, and I realized it was really a special platform, and there really isn't something else like it. Like, I worked with a ton of great caterers, putting on, you know, whatever, meeting catering and full service events, but actually having that chef connection quickly became, you know, the differentiator for me. And I became passionate about it, because you guys work so hard behind the scenes and very rarely get the credit in a traditional catering model, when really you should be getting all the credit. And so that concept just really stuck with me. And so I quickly, it was like, I don't even know, 3 months into it, I was like, all right, fine, I'll be part of the team. Came on and, you know, quickly helped them build up the event side, because at first it really was just drop off catering. And so the company's 3 years old now. And a year in, I was like, hey, we have to have full service. Like, everyone loves the food. They love the chef concept. And now it turned into, like, can you do the bar? And can you do decor? And can we have flowers? Wow. And all that. So I'm like, we got to quickly put this structure in place. And I was very happy. And I will, you know, let you know, we first year hit the ground running, went from $0 in event business to $1 million mark when the year closed. And
wow.
I'm super proud of.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. You should follow our good friend Madison Dupree right now on Instagram at diva_Dupree. And then also follow her really awesome company Hungry at
Try Hungry. Try
right.
Hungry.
Try Hungry, which is a name that you're not a big fan of. I know you just want to call it Hungry, right, Madison? It's the Try Hungries.
Out there, everyone wants to go with Try Hungry. It's just Hungry, straight up.
That's what the Instagram handle is, Try Hungry.
I know,
maybe
I
you
know
should change it to at Just Hungry.
Just Hungry. I've tried to think of other things this whole time. Like
it's Hungry.
It's hungry.
We're hungry.
Oh, the apostrophe doesn't work.
We hungry.
We hungry, you hungry, they hungry. Like, it's got to be something. But
call us, you not be hungry no more.
Right.
That's, maybe it's wordy. I'm working on
how
it.
How about Hungry Company?
Hungry Company. That's really creative. I love that. I'm going to bring that to marketing tomorrow.
Please. And Try Hungry's. Easy.
Hey now, hey.
Easy.
Listen.
Is hungry
let me
not
in this marketing room.
Name.
I'll change the game.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hungry is the best name ever for a catering company. Like, could you honestly think of something better? Straight up Hungry.
Wow. Plum Love Foods Live, joined by Madison Dupuy from Hungry. It's just Wish Chef, Plum Chef Jeff. Hanging out with you. Listen, I think what you guys have done with, in my opinion, with kind of what the original concept was to what it is, what it has become, to have had to morph into, really speaks volumes for you and for your team and for the company itself. Talk about your involvement in making that happen and the day to day about, you know, when that, as that goes on.
Yeah, you mean the pivot into the virtual world?
Exactly.
So I would say my whole world changed. Obviously, I oversee the events department for the company, and so that is a lot of your full service stuff and big execution, venues, and I mean, you guys know, I don't need to go into it. And so totally. To suddenly be sitting at home like, wait a minute, I have to do all of this right here. I still have to interact with clients and put together events, but it looks very different. And so it's no longer, you know, making BEOs and ordering flowers and rentals and all of that, but it's coordinating the back end piece of it. And again, all of our experiences are paired with experience kits. And so it really turned into more of a logistics game, to be honest, is the best way to describe it. It's like, you know, making, how do we get the packaging to be super awesome? And
right. So
it was at first like cardboard boxes, and then I'm sitting at home researching like packaging boxes and how it looks cool. And now it's a super awesome like matte black box with gold logoing. It's Hungry Experience with a flip top lid, kind of like you know, on Instagram, like FabFitFun or Stitch Fix or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And so it's the same thing.
Yeah. So now it's like turning this thing, and so it's just, I mean, we've been working overtime, crazy hours, just trying to make sure that, you know, this thing is epic and awesome, and it's really what corporate America wants to see. And so that's basically what it is. It's your I won't call it a subscription, but like you can book a series. So again, you got Chef Plum this week, Chef Michelle next week, and every single week you're getting this like epic kit in the mail,
Chef,
and you're excited
coming
about
soon.
It. Jeff as the add-on coming soon.
Right. It's add-on.
No, it's
Chef
not.
Jeff.
It's not Chef Jeff. It's Guest Jeff.
Yeah, Guest Jeff.
Okay.
Or you can even call me Chef-free.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Nicely done.
That was probably the best one of the night. I have to give it to you.
Thanks. I'm a dad of two, so I, you know,
strong dad.
Got that
really
down. Really strong dad jokes.
Well, I think the pivot that you guys ended up doing, I mean, it's amazing how it's started, and then how, you know, with COVID and with coronavirus and how it kind of made everybody change. Is this something you think you guys will continue to do, even once this is all said and done?
Absolutely. So it's actually crazy. Again, this thing has just morphed into a whole other thing than what I thought it would be on day one, which is epic and awesome. But companies, like huge companies, are using this as a way to like host an event, but for like their East and West Coast office or their office in Netherlands or Milan. Like literally we can go worldwide right now. There is no boundaries. We don't need to have a physical catering footprint in that city to execute. Again, cute black box on your doorstep worldwide at this point. And so we've already gone international, and we've just, the feedback is this is something we want to keep doing because how often is a company flying out everyone in the company to do an event? Right. It might be once a year, but if you could do something like this quarterly and still have that, you know, touch point, make it an epic experience, like, why wouldn't you? So it's absolutely going to stay on as a product post-pandemic.
I'm super popular in the Philippines. If you need someone to step in, I don't speak Filipino, but they recognize me as like
your first wife
man.
Was Filipino.
Well, yeah, she was.
Details.
Yeah.
Penelope. I miss her sometimes. That's right.
Penny was so sweet.
She was.
Listen, I think what's happened is great. I think you do a fantastic job at facilitating it and making these things happen. If other chefs want to get involved or look into this or, you know, put their name in the hat, can they still do that?
Absolutely. So, again, looking for chefs that have a big personality and really are, you know, good with their clients, because that's what it's all about now. It's no longer just having great food, because they're not actually trying it other than them cooking it themselves. And so it's all personality, but absolutely.
Well, and the best way for them to do that would be what? Go to the website?
Yeah, the website is great. Or you can always email our emails, events@tryhungry.com.
Yeah. What do you think? 2021, we'll start seeing some events again or no?
You know, it's so hard to tell. So one of our cities is Philadelphia, and they made a mandate that there's no events over 50 people through March 2021, which was shocking.
That just happened today, as a matter of fact. A good brother of ours, the food porn unicorn, Dave Shirosky, told me that today on the phone, actually.
Yes, so that's wild. And again, I oversee 7 markets right now, so I'm trying to stay super plugged in because every state is so different. Like Texas up first, and so we're like, are events coming back here? And now they're looking to like go back in lockdown potentially. So it's so weird. No one really knows. I'm hopeful that events will come back in some capacity, whether it's, you know, small chef private dinners or something. Like, they will return, I'm confident. And in the meantime, we're just gonna, you know, keep on with our virtual experiences.
I love it. Well, we've got a couple of things coming in here for some different names for you to go by, because Jeffy was giving you some new names there. Chef Dave says Hungry and Co. How about that?
Hungry and Co.
That's not bad. That's not a terrible one, I don't think, right?
No, not at all. That's a good one.
That's right. I think it works. Where was the other one? I just lost it, Jeffy. I think Chef Dan sent something in too.
Hilarious Hungry Heroics.
That's pretty good.
You call it Triple H.
Triple H. Triple H, that's nice.
Triple H.
Yeah, that's good too. There's definitely some options there.
I don't think either one of those are very good.
All right, we won't go with it.
I'm going to say, and so you can't just use Hungry because someone else already has it.
How much could it cost to get it?
Oh, God, I have no idea. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
I want to say we have hungrycatering.com, but I can't be sure. So
What if it's like Tony the Tiger and you build it up like Hungry
with a couple of H's?
And
I like
it's
that.
A few H's.
It fumbled like
yeah.
Never reached it, but there was
Hungry.
We've got Events by Hungry. So that's another one for our events page. So that might be better.
But you don't run any of the Instagram, so it's still annoying. Like as much as I've tried to help, I still can't get Hungry to follow me on Instagram. Madison, you got to handle that.
You know what? I do.
I don't think they follow me either.
Well,
Jeffy, I work for them. You don't.
My name rings bells in a lot of circles.
All right. Fair enough.
Hey, I followed you. That's got to be good. That counts for
something. I was thrilled you followed me. Not lying.
He's staring at his phone right now. Jeffy, we're doing a show. Put the phone down.
Well, I was just seeing if Hungry follows. They don't follow me.
They don't follow. Well, Madison, we appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and talk about these changes and kind of what it takes to pivot, you know, a company like this. Last one for me. How hard was it to take, you know, the original game plan here and move it all together? Did you get any pushback from anybody? Or was the company itself, you know, fully gung-ho with it?
You know, I think my claim to fame is going rogue. It's what I do best. And so there was a lot of ideas tossed out. What do we do? But I'm super close with the founder. Again, Iman and I work so well together. And so we quickly just made the decision to make this happen. We're 4 months in, and I'm confident we'll be back up to our old revenue numbers in no time. So I would say minimal pushback, to be honest. It's just come up with a crazy idea, find out how to execute it, do it as speedy as possible, and make it profitable. And here we are.
Love it.
Well, listen,
I love it. Just go for it, right? Just go for it.
Go for it right now. Yeah. And follow our girl Madison at Diva_Dupree. And also follow Hungry at Try Hungry.
There you go. This coming in right now from Chef Dave. He says Hungry's not following him either. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, Dave, that's so sad. The director of Hustle, soon to be national director of event experience, may be able to say something. Help us all out.
That's right. I'm going to try to get some follows for you guys.
Come
here.
Follow back. Follow back, youngin.
That's it. Well, Madison, we appreciate your time tonight. It's been a lot of fun talking to you. And listen, I look forward to doing more business with you. Literally, I mean it. We're not making a big deal about this, Jeffrey, you're making it public. I was pretty much done working with the company until Madison called me. And she definitely does things the right way.
What did I say to you when you told me you were working with Hungry? What was my first thing I said to you?
Fuck you.
Thank you. And then you were like, no, dude, really, hear me out.
Yeah.
And then I heard the whole thing, and I was like, holy wow.
Holy
wow.
You did say holy wow.
I was like, holy wow, Batman.
Yeah, it was
That's crazy. Gosh.
So, Madison, I appreciate all your hard work. I appreciate all of your patience in working with myself, and I speak for other chefs, and I say thank you for your patience. I know that we can be very difficult sometimes. I have a big event with you next week that I wish I'd said no to, but I'm doing it. That's just me being honest.
Hey, well, you know what? How does it work for you when you say no to me?
Somehow you talk me into it. Would you tell me? You said, I'm a crazy person. I will keep texting you.
That's right. Can't break up with me. We're on a roll. We're on the money train. We got to keep it going.
We're like butter, baby. We on a roll. See what I did?
That's right.
That's a dad joke. Yeah, that was pretty good. Madison, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really, truly appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing what happens down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Love chatting with you both, as always.
You're the best. We'll talk to you on down the road, okay?
All right.
All right. There she goes, Jeffy. Madison Dupuis from Hungry. She's pretty cool, isn't she?
Super cool. Super cool, super knowledgeable, and like just taking the company to a whole new level, which I think is really awesome. And, when she told us how old she was, I was blown away. She's young, and she's fucking killing it.
Yeah, which she's is doing amazing. A great job. She's a hard-working person, too. That's the thing about it. Like, she really does work her butt off at it, which is the coolest thing about it.
Director of Hustle.
Right.
I wish I had a title like that. I don't have a title like that.
No, I need a title like that, you know?
Director of Hustle.
Wow.
I'm like, baffle him with the
There
bullshit.
He is.
Well,
who's that?
Don't talk yet, Dave. Don't talk yet.
Dave, be quiet. You're not
don't
supposed to talk.
Don't say anything yet. You're not supposed to say anything.
Damn it.
You gotta wait for your intro music.
Damn it.
We're like that? Jesus.
All right.
We didn't text you the rules, I guess.
Yeah, we didn't. All right, I was talking
so it's
to
our
Madison.
Fault.
You know,
my bad.
But she's great. And what they're doing, and to take your business and change it up completely, dude, that takes balls.
Jeffy? Or it... ovaries, in her case.
I wasn't going to be gender specific with whatever.
Well, you said balls, and I'm just trying to be like, you know, for everybody. Right. Not everybody has balls,
Fair
Plum.
Enough. I mean, we don't. Okay. I just think it's clear. It's probably safer not to
say ovaries
or balls. We probably could have said something else.
All right.
Cojones?
Not everybody has the hairline.
What?
No?
Grapefruits?
No. You can't say grapefruits.
All right. Wait, God. Jeffy, what is it? Are the lights flickering? What's going on here?
What is going on right
it's
now?
It's weird. Why the? Is that confetti starting to fall from the ceiling? What is that? I can't tell. Is it smoke? What is that?
Whoa.
What?
I don't know. I like it.
Whose music is this?
Oh, here wow. He comes.
Oh, my God. Who saw this coming? It's a run-in from out of nowhere. Jeffy.
Wah!
It's the food porn unicorn.
What?
Dave Shirosky, he's here.
All the way
here?
From Philly.
From Philly. Wow. Guys, give it up for one, the only, the food porn unicorn himself, Dave Shirosky. Dave. Hey, buddy.
You know it. What's up, Papa Plum? What's up, Uncle Jeffy?
Living the dream, buddy.
Listen, you have your intro music now. How about that?
I love it. The HBK song.
No. It's
Shawn Michaels.
FPU song. Who's that?
The FPU song.
Food Porn Unicorn.
Oh. Took me a second.
And me too. I think that was a fly. I was like, did I mess that up?
You're like, the FPU. I'm like, whoa.
That's right. Dave, what's up, brother? How are you, man?
I love it. Guys, I love the show. You guys are doing awesome. Fucking love you.
You're the best, man. We had a great conversation with Madison Dupuis from Hungry, a.k.a. TryHungry.com, talking about how they pivoted their business. You know, it's pretty cool, man. I'm not sure if you got to hear any of it, but it takes balls to do what they did.
Balls.
Well, wait, we established we can't say balls, right?
How did you miss guts?
It takes guts. Okay, guts. I like guts. Jeffy, is guts good?
Like upping them guts?
Like, we'd be specific. It takes a liver.
I totally misread that. Mm. It takes heart.
Okay.
Heart.
Okay. It takes cunning.
Yeah.
It takes hunger.
Chiming in now. takes hunger. Chiming in now, Chef Dave is very happy that you didn't get his theme music.
It's so lucky he didn't get my theme. Dave, it's up for grabs if you.
So, Dave, man, you just had an anniversary yourself there on the Instagram page, man. Was it 3 years? Is that right?
3 years doing. Food, porn, porn star, strippers, whatever it is I do.
Food, porn star, strippers.
Let's throw that in there. Listen, the pictures you're posting are amazing. Jeffy, where can people see the pictures on Instagram?
At Dave Shirotsky?
You asking me as a question?
I have to double check. I wasn't ready for that.
I mean, yes, that's it.
Jesus. You gotta prepare.
Yeah,
at Dave Shirotsky, aka the food porn unicorn. Shirotsky.
Shirotsky. That's it. That's a nice Latina name right there. Dave, let me say to you, man, I think the pictures you've been posting lately have been absolute fire. It's been like another level, brother. You're doing a great job.
Dude, your whole page pisses me off because you're not a chef.
It is annoying.
And I'm like, you son of a bitch!
Well, because he has to make one, Jeffy.
Whatever, they're goddamn beautiful!
But he's fucking working on it one day. He's a
you
whole day to
fucking
make one.
Bastard.
Just throw it away, like, fuck you all.
You come in here with your muscles and your cute Philly accent.
And your fucking
get porn stars to like you. And you make
giant balls.
Sexy ass food,
fucking
bro.
Penis.
Whoa.
Like a big swinging unicorn dick.
Dude, you could flip through here, hit anyone, like, boom. Last week. This is, like, tons ago. And it's, like, an orange filled with mousse. It's gorgeous. And
well,
it's like,
thank you.
I mean.
But it's not real food, Jeffy. You know he does that. It's like mashed potatoes that he painted orange and put inside of like a piece of clay. It's not real.
I don't believe it.
We make food that can be eaten.
I sit on the street like that.
I don't believe it. I mean, your mojo tart last week. Was it last week, the mojo tart?
Yeah, the mojito tart last week. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, it's pretty sick.
What?
Pretty
and
sick.
And the dot work. You got a lot of time on your hands, motherfucker. I don't know.
Jeffy, the dot work or the doctor work?
Thank God we got that in.
Yeah. Dave, well, man, seriously, congratulations on the anniversary. You know, Jeffy and I sent you a message. We were trying to get together to send you one, but it didn't happen. So you got individual ones from us. Congratulations, man. It's really great for you. I'm happy for you.
Always all good. Always love having you guys on. You guys absolutely kill it every time. So thank you, guys.
It's really like a big ball-licking fest here when we all get together, isn't it? We just love each other so much.
My mouth just starts salivating. It's a disaster.
I'm thinking about making a heel turn. I'm not gonna lie to you here. I'm thinking about doing a heel turn.
Do it.
He said, "Do it." I fucking hate the food porn unicorn. Let me tell you something. This dude is not a chef. He's posting pictures that are bullshit. They're not even edible. I'm telling you, that shit. Most of that is made out of paper mache. He makes paper mache food and fucking puts pictures up of it.
All right.
Dead silence. Hold on.
He did do a post of a cereal crispy.
Excuse me, real quick. I gotta play this. All right, Dave. Listen. So we knew
I
you
can't heel turn like that.
I know
I'm too
you
sweet.
Can't. I can't.
I'm too sweet. I love everybody so much. You can't heel turn me. Well, I gotta really hate someone to do that.
You're too sweet, and I'm too sweet. So
oh
it's
God.
I just put my hand up.
They put his hand up. He knew what was up. This is why. This is the co-host I need, Jeffy. You're the co-host I get. He's the co-host I need.
Oh man,
that's the difference.
It kind of hurts a little bit.
Well,
Jeff, I mean, co-host you deserve.
That's true.
That could be true.
Dave, so congratulations, man. The pictures legit look great, man. We always love having you on and chatting with you and talking to you. I talk to you all the fucking time, so it's not weird. It's like two peas in a pod. Yep. But bro. What's coming up next? What are we having this week? What's tomorrow on the Instagram page?
Yeah, so tomorrow we have beach sex going on. So we're doing some boozy popsicles and some sex on the beach popsicles.
Oh my Ooh. God, I have the best story about sex on the beach.
I was gonna, you know what? You know what sex on the beach sounds like to me? Sand in my ass crack.
Yeah, dude, it's no good. It's no good.
You know, like, we first moved to the Hamptons when I, like, whatever, 20 years ago, me and my wife. And I remember we, like, went to the beach and drinking. And it was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be hot.
Oh,
and it was literally, like, hot and, like, sticky and sweaty and, like, sandy and fucking weird. It was terrible.
You're asking your wife, is that a jellyfish or is that you?
Yeah.
Not good.
Wow. I went a whole different direction there. I think that Dave and I both went for a joke and stepped all over each other.
I missed both of them.
That's all right. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. Yeah, my story is a little bit different. I was very, very – well, I don't know if I should tell the story.
Yeah,
I was very, very young, and I was working at Applebee's. And that's not the joke, Jeffy.
Oh.
that's not the joke. And there was a young lady there who I guess I tickled her fancy a touch.
Did you call her the three-way sampler? They got one at every Applebee's.
You're right. You're right. But she was my anytizer.
The anytizer.
No. So our flirty back and forthness was, hey, want to have a sex on the beach? That was our flirty back and forthness when we were 19 or whatever, 18, however old I was. I think I was 18. And
did you show her your fuzzy navel?
Oh, let me tell you something right now. She got the maraschino cherry.
Woohoo! You had one?
Well, does it count? This is my question. Oh, God, we're getting way too... And my
your first was with the bartender at Applebee's?
No. Oh. She was a hostess.
She was a hostess? Not even a bartender?
She 100% was, but this is my big question, and I don't want to say this, and you're going to make me say it.
Say it.
Does it count if you don't finish?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Well, did you put it in?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on.
Was it just a tip?
All right. Dave, congratulations on the anniversary.
We've discussed this. The tip looks like the nose of a vole. It's very satisfying.
I actually refer to it more as the end of the Morning Star that Simon Belmont uses in Castlevania.
Keep going.
God, this show is taking a dark, dirty turn.
Wow, and we just had a corporate person on. Great. This is fantastic.
Food porn unicorn.
Oh, you wrote jingles.
Brings it on.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Sorry, Dave.
Podcast tanking needs.
Well, Dave, we're happy to have you on the program. Always love hanging out with you, but you got something for us tonight, man. You're doing, it's almost like the... like the Oscars, like the end year-end awards or the mid-year check-in awards. You got something for us tonight, right?
Kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. So, you know, there's all the trends in the food world, right?
Sure,
and
sure.
So many of them just make you cringe. They make you fucking crazy. You go on Instagram, you go wherever, and you're just like, oh, for fuck's sake, another one. So I thought, why don't we do a big list on that?
Oh, okay. All right. I like it.
Danielson!
I think it's a great idea. So you basically got the food porn unicorns top. How many you got?
So I figured 5 wasn't enough. 10's been done. 15's overdoing it. So we're going to stick with 7.
Ooh. What
okay.
a number.
So the food porn unicorns top 7 most hated, right?
Hated.
Hated food trends of the year of the coronavirus.
Fun fact, 7 is God's number for completion.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot for God. I'm surprised he's going to be chafing if he's not careful. That's a lot. Let me ask you something, Dave. So you got 7 of these, right? Are you doing them in order from best to worst, or is it no particular order?
It's no particular order. No particular order. They're all bad. They all have, like, you know, X-Pac heat. Like, you just want them to go away.
Wow. Whatever X-Pac's music would hit, make some noise! I was like, oh, Jesus.
Damn it.
It was so bad. Here's the bad part. Friend of the show, Justin Credible, X-Pac was a tag team partner with for a long time for a group called X-Factor, Jeffy. And I get upset when I hear it, but it didn't work.
What? What didn't work?
The second we talk about pro wrestling, Jeffy tunes out.
Well, I just don't know what you mean when you said it. That I got, like, Justin Credible and his friend were in a group.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Here you go.
Hulkamania.
Listen.
I know who that is.
Brother.
Dave, so what do you got? Let me put some music on for you. We got to have some music on in the background here when you're giving us this stuff. Who do you think... wow, that's loud. Dave, what do you think is, you know, some of the things, maybe something positive that we'll see moving forward? How about that? Just one positive thing we see. Something you like before we get into 7 things you hate.
Ooh, so something that maybe, I don't know, Tide Pods might make a comeback.
Jesus.
Like, wouldn't to consume?
Is that next Friday for you?
Wouldn't they?
What happens with
the
Tide
Pods?
The
kids love the Tide Pods.
That's right.
What do they do with them?
They eat them, Jeffy, and then they get poisoned.
They do not.
They do.
Shut the fuck up. Does anyone really eat Tide Pods?
Yeah. People have died.
But that's not... But those are just like Darwin Award people. Like, nobody else ate them. Like, it's not like...
Did he say Darwin Award people?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know, the people who are taking themselves out of the gene pool doing
really us all a favor.
Smart shit, like... Eating Tide Pods.
That's right. All right, so Dave, give us one for real that you like. Something that you like before we go negative. Or do you want to go? We'll do something you like at the end. How about that?
Let's do that. Let me stew on that a minute. Yeah.
I think all the Zoom sex that's going on is pretty cool.
Jeffy, we're talking about
that
food.
Sorry.
All right, Dave, what you got for number one?
So let's talk about the COVID kitchens. I'm so tired of all the COVID kitchen shit. You know, everybody's quarantined, hanging out at home. Everybody's doing their sourdough starter, and I can't fucking find yeast anywhere. So I'm tired of it. Absolutely done with it. It's got to go.
Do you need yeast in a sourdough starter?
No, but, you know, if you're just looking for, you know, yeast to make anything, pizza dough, bread, who cares? You're not finding it.
Listen, the yeast was hard to find for a minute, Jeffy. It hasn't been as hard for us, but I guess in other parts of the country, it's still hard to find yeast.
I can always get yeast.
Oh, boy.
No, where I just have connections. I can always get yeast.
Can I come scrape some?
I have yeast for winemaking. I have yeast for baking. I have yeast. I've yeasted up.
You're the yeast king.
I got cake yeast. I got dry active. Got that instant. Got that rapid rise.
That's why whenever we hang out, they call us the yeasty boys.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Now I get it. All right, Dave, I'm with you. It's bullshit. What's number two?
The celery juice. I fucking hate the celery juice. I don't even like celery as it is unless I'm eating wings. There is no need to do celery juice.
Is that still a thing?
Yes. I saw it on a list, and then I was like, I don't even know if that's even relevant still. So I opened up Instagram. It took me like 2 seconds, and I saw two. And I was like, nope, we're done.
Too many.
I'm going to go ahead and come clean here. I spent about a month doing celery juice every morning, and I hated my life. Every day that I started my day with celery juice, I wanted to kill myself.
But his spleen has never looked better.
It's a fucking attractive spleen.
So clean.
Why do you sound so weird when you say it?
What, have you ever seen a clean spleen then, I guess?
I guess not. Dave, we're with you. Celery juice is nonsense.
Celery juice gotta go.
Gotta go.
I'll drink it if someone else makes it for me.
Is it good?
No.
No.
Right. So I don't get it.
But if you took the time, Dave, like if we were hanging out and you were like, hey, Jeff, I just fresh squeezed this celery juice for you, I'd be like, fuck it, bottoms up.
Well, here's the thing. About celery juice. It's very earthy. And if you're going to make it, the hardest part is cleaning the fucking machine.
Yeah. Well, any juicer is a pain in the ass.
It's just hands down.
Cleaning a porn theater.
What'd you say?
It's like
cleaning a porn theater.
Nah, you don't need a mop for this.
I mean, you could also use like a blower, like a yard blower.
Just like a porn theater?
Just like you could in a porn theater.
I don't think you could use a yard blower.
Hang on a second. Let me do this. All right. Dave, what's number three?
Dry everything on the walls.
Number three really rides off of the celery juice a little bit, right? It's all the expensive juices in the juice bars. I don't understand how I can fucking juice an apple, they throw in some turmeric, and it's like $12.
Ooh, good question. I mean, listen, a $12 juiced apple and turmeric, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, turmeric is expensive. I don't know if you know that. Fresh turmeric, right off the bat, you're kicking it up a couple bucks. And then, you know, I mean, markup for the plastic bottle. I got to hire, Susan, who doesn't want to work for less than $12 an hour.
I want to point out, Jeffy, you're playing the heel right now. You just made a heel turn.
Total heel.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yep. You're being the heel. Like, you're not agreeing with Dave. Like, yeah, it's bullshit. You're like, well, let me tell you where you're wrong, Dave.
All right, I'm sorry.
He's a smart heel that comes in. He's like, well, actually.
That mansplaining.
He's coming in here as Lanny Poffo, the genius Macho Man's brother.
He needs a rhyme.
Lanny Poffo?
Lanny Poffo was Macho. Because Randy was Randy Macho Man Savage was Randy Poffo.
I'm like Akeem, the less racist African dream.
I liked you better when you were one man gang.
Him too.
All right. So juices are bullshit.
Juices are bullshit.
Juices are bullshit.
That's where we're going.
Unless it's fresh squeezed apple.
With turmeric.
Yeah. I'll gladly give you $15.
All right. So, Dave, so far, just to recap, celery juice, bullshit.
All juices,
bullshit. Yeast, bullshit. Total bullshit. No one wants to get down with that at all. And I'm missing one. No, we've only done three, haven't we?
No.
That was
quarantine kitchens are bullshit.
Oh, altogether.
You can't get yeast.
Okay.
Right.
These fucking
celery juice is especially,
assholes.
I think, offensive because celery juice they sell as like this cure-all. It was like one of those Gwyneth Paltrow magic vagina cleanser things, and it just took off, and I think that's bullshit.
Do you want to smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina? Drink celery juice.
Whoa.
That's the key.
I think that's what she said.
That's the key.
Yeah,
her vagina smells like celery
juice? Dude, she's selling a candle that smells like her vagina. Did you know that? I'm not lying. Look it up. Oh,
a candle that smells like her vagina?
Dave, have you seen this?
Yeah, I'm going to buy it for you to blow out on your birthday cake.
What is it smell like?
Like fucking cinnamon and vanilla coffee cake.
Is that what her vagina smells like? Cinnamon and vanilla coffee cake?
That's what I imagine.
I feel like it's like...
Like a pet lizard tank.
Like if you were to clean an oyster really well.
Okay.
And then sniff it.
I'm really excited when Hungry listens to this episode. I'm very excited about that.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
There we go.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to get Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle smoke. I'm telling you, if you Google it right now, you'll see it. You can buy it. I think it's like $50.
I'm doing it right now.
He's looking it up right now. Dave, while he's looking up the vagina candle. Yeah. What's next on your list?
Anything keto, like the zoodles or the chopples. There's just bad people in the world, right? They're usually the people that either just find religion or do animal rescues or just get into health stuff, and they never shut the fuck up about it. Like, you never ask them. They just come out and just tell you out of the blue, and you're just like, oh, fuck's sake, here we go.
I couldn't agree
keto
more.
Keto is absolutely one.
Well, here's the thing that I'm kind of confused about that, Dave, because, I mean, you're in fantastic shape. You run 74 miles a day. You bike 86 miles a day. You're bench pressing VW bugs. You're out there doing planks for 45 minutes at a time. Hey, I thought you dug the keto stuff.
I don't dig the keto, no, and it's a lot of cocaine.
Let's check in with Jeffy. Jeffy, did you find the vagina candle?
I didn't find the vagina candle at all.
Did you even look it up, or did you find something shiny and see a squirrel?
No comment.
Okay. Well, Dave, I'm with you. I'm tired of these fucking different diets, I mean, these different types of food, especially as a chef. I'm tired of everyone having a different diet plan. Fortunately, where I work, I don't have that, but there are places where that happens, and I can't imagine that it would be pleasant to have to cook that way.
Can you imagine having to sub out noodles for zoodles? That just pisses me off thinking about it.
I have to do it all the time. It's not so bad.
Ugh. Well, listen, if I felt like I had to say zoodles as a grown man, I just wouldn't do it.
Oh, my God. She has two candles. One is literally called, "This Smells Like My Vagina." I'm not fucking lying.
How much does it cost? Let's do a review.
It's $75. Jesus. And it, what does it smell like, you ask? Citrusy, bergamot, geranium, cedar, and dankst rose and aberth seed, whatever that. I think that's all in douche.
Listen, let me tell you what. If you want to know what Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina smells like for $75, you can find out, Dave. That's what we're learning.
All right, ready? Not only can you smell her vagina,
there's more.
You can smell her orgasm. What? This is what my orgasm candle smells like.
Okay, before you even say it, can we just talk? I mean, is Gwyneth Paltrow a marketing genius? Are we seeing genius in action right now, Dave?
Yeah, I keep like scratching my dick and smelling it, trying to like tell you guys the bouquet.
The fucked up thing about this lady is she has
this lady
all these other candles called candles, shiso, candle, rose, candle, just candle, church candle, incense candle, and then she goes right for the vagina candle. It's just like my mom would be on this site being like, oh, rose, that sounds nice. And ooh, oh, that, oh, rose, oh, orchard. My vagina. What the
I would like to know what Pepper Potts' vagina smells like.
It's citrusy.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Dave's trying to do his bit here, Jeffy. But I know I threw you for a loop with the vagina candle.
Dude, that was too much. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I will happily be derailed for that.
I mean, I wish you could see his face right now. I'm looking at it. He is in awe of this right now.
Dude, I almost want to go in the bathroom and have an orgasm quick to see if it smells like Negroli.
Could you not do that in my bathroom?
A tart tantalizing fragrance made with pink grapefruit, Negroli, and ripe cassis berries.
When she orgasms, she smells like...
She smashes like, all those things together. She rubs it in her fucking face. Like, I don't... I'd be like, God damn it, what's wrong with your vagina?
No.
Smells like ripe cassis berries.
I can't wait to say that next time.
Isn't that Negroli, bitch? Jesus.
What is that? Is that grapefruit? what the fuck? Really? It smells like grapefruit and, you know, it kind of smells like Black Hoss. Remember that company? They made like a blackberry liqueur. It was the same company that made Jaeger. Yes. Your orgasm smells like Black Hoss.
Now, here's the real question. Do you think she squirts?
Oh.
Well, it was just, it's funny because when he was describing
the next
that,
candle he found was my squirt from my orgasm.
My ejaculate from
Again, make sure you check out hungry.com.
Jeff, you had one of the candles in the cart for her there.
Actually, I got a few in for each of us. You guys
can
just Venmo me later.
Corporate sponsors right here. Yeah. What we're doing right now. We could have ended the show after the interview.
Dude, maybe Goop will sponsor us. I can talk about her slightly bitter candle.
Her slightly what candle?
Her slightly bitter candle, which also smells like pink grapefruit and Negroni.
Wait, so bitter stuff smells like her vagina?
All right, slightly bitter and her orgasm have the same scent.
Wow.
No, we dun, dun, dun.
Oh, wait, I got you. Hold on, ready? I got you. Let's go with this one.
Shut up, dummy.
This bitch added tomato leaf and called it a new candle.
She added what?
It's pink grapefruit Negroni, beautifully contrasted with tomato leaf and cassis berries.
Danielson!
I didn't know tomato leaf smelled like anything.
Tomato leaves actually smell very like a... Like summer tomatoes smell like a tomato leaf, you know, like a tomato plant.
Wouldn't it be the best if you read it and you said, what does her vagina candle smell like? And you read the description. This candle smells like...
Hulkamania!
Oh, my God. I'm like, give me two of them.
Man, sweat, balls.
Jeffy, you got to check this candle. It smells like...
Hulkamania!
Holy shit, it's amazing. It's running wild.
I just tore my shirt off.
I did that for you, Dave. Dave, give us another one. I know you got some more. The music stopped. The whole show's derailed, but we're doing the list.
All right, we're coming back online. So bulletproof coffee. I love coffee, and I don't need to put a fucking stick of butter in it. I don't understand anybody who does.
Wait a second. What is bulletproof coffee?
Bulletproof coffee is for the people that are fucking insane. So they try to get all their fats in right away in the morning. So they drink their coffee, but they don't use sugar and cream. They use butter.
Or they use grass-fed butter, or they use, like, MCT oil, and they, like, blend it up, and then, like, drink it down. And supposedly the fat helps hang on to some of the, like, caffeine, and it kind of gives you, like...
This is a real thing?
Yeah, people do this.
Oh, yeah.
I would vomit if I drank that much fat with coffee.
I'm disgusted by that. I don't want to put like a stick of butter in a cup of coffee. Is that like that much?
I think it's like 2 tablespoons per cup, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. I mean, maybe it's good. Maybe we should try it. What are you laughing at, Jeffy?
I don't know why it just hit my head, but I was thinking, I wonder if we can get other women to let us scent out their vagina pattern and make candles.
No.
You need to make those little, like, sticks, you know, where you used to, like, test
the
pH.
Do we know any chef ladies out there that would, you know, be interested in sending us?
Stepped all over our good brother here. He was making a funny-ass joke. Did you hear what he said? He's like, we get some sticks and we can just sample, just, you know, the wafting sticks.
Oh, send them out. They can send the microphone. Send them out, and they can send them back to us, and we can make our own judgments.
Oh my God!
You have to like mix and match. Like you have to guess which one came from who.
Oh,
ooh,
that's obviously terribly hard because I would never have thought Negroni.
This is a brand new game show starting this fall on Fox, 8 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Smell this.
Name that vagina.
I love that. What? I think it should also come with a picture of the vagina.
A whiff to the, I don't know.
He had a line and you fell apart on his line. Come on, Jeffy.
Terrible.
By the way, make sure you check out tryhungry.com. you know, the corporate catering and shout. Oh Jesus, this is falling apart. Listen,
this is what we do. This is fantastic.
This is what happens. Dave, give us the last. Is it the last one or two more?
We got two more, and these are the most current ones, I feel like. So the next one, have you guys seen the focaccia gardens?
No, what's a focaccia garden?
So, you know, you have the focaccia bread, and instead of just doing like the regular toppings on it, they make these little designs and they make a little garden and flowers and it looks all scenic, and then you put it in the oven and it comes out and I think it looks like shit, but people lose their minds over it.
I'm so angry right now.
I've seen
You're breathing in deep. You can't even talk.
I've seen them.
It's called a focaccia garden?
Yeah.
No. They were like, and I'm going to look it up now, and I'm going to be so mad that I do.
It's like a weird bread painting. It's like...
I need your reaction. I need you to look it up.
All right. My kids like those... what are those little plants called that they put in... They're small plants. They put them in... I can't remember what they're called. They do look a little... It's
origami?
Almost like... No, that's cutting things out of paper, Jeffy.
bonsai?
No, that's a tree.
The little one. They're small trees, though.
It's like a succulent garden. That's what they do.
What is that?
It's like tiny little plants.
Oh, those are like the little cacti-looking things.
Yeah, very similar. What's this stuff called again, Dave?
Focaccia gardens.
Right. Hashtag focaccia gardens. Should I do that? Going to throw my phone?
I hope so.
It's pretty funny, actually. Some are intense.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me? This is not real life. Yeah, I put onions on mine and tomatoes. It looks like...
Look at me. It's a sunset.
Look, I have a flower. It's like a wild flower garden on my bread. Oh, boy. I wished that I... This is one of those times I wish I didn't have a show coming out on NPR, because I would go on each one of these and comment on each one of them and just tell them that I hope... that they slip in a puddle of AIDS on the way home from work.
Man, you guys really
It's a fucking peacock with red onions.
Yeah, but...
Go fuck yourself.
Why do you guys... I mean, really? I mean, I can see not wanting to make one myself.
Okay, you are going to give Dave shit about what he was just talking about, and then we bring up focaccia gardens. You're like, really? Oh.
Well, because they're actually really pretty.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys...
You cannot put that much raw onion on bread and think people are going to like it.
No,
Right, he's running a side hustle on Instagram where he's just hawking focaccia gardens.
Listen, I would. I would tomorrow if I can get paid to make a focaccia paint. I'd be like Bob Ross of focaccia.
Now that would be some shit.
I'm over here making happy little flowers and happy little peacocks out of onions and olives and shit. Just, you know.
All right, well, Dave, Jeffy might have just turned me on that.
No, the Bob Ross was a solid sell.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. So, focaccia gardens, I'm just agreeing they should stick around.
They're not as sexy baked.
That's true. I can't wait to see.
No, well. You bake them and they look like shit.
Yeah, baked. This looks like a bake. Looks like your really old grandfather made it in like a nursing home. Like it's like shit.
All right, Dave. Last one. Hit us up.
All right. Hold on to your dicks, because this one just drives me insane.
I just
pancake cereal.
Oh yeah,
oh, my
That's
dog
dark
made
shit.
That shit from TikTok. Get
drives
out of here!
Be fucking crazy. Why is it a thing?
It's not.
My kid made it. It's gross.
Mine did too. it's not a thing, and I hate it, and you're right. And if you're making pancake cereal, you should never be allowed to make breakfast ever again.
Or how about you should get a fucking job? How about we give you something to fucking do? I'm going to sit here all day and make this bowl of pancakes.
It's like,
I love how you go out there and break yaks in the rod, motherfucker.
I love how Dad Jeffy just came out. How about you go out there and get a job?
Give him a hammer. I got stumps need to be broken up, son. Get out there.
Wow. Well, Dave, I think that's a great list, man.
So I've also got kind of a philosophical question for you guys.
Oh, good, good. Well, the good news is I have a philosopher here in Jeffy.
Yep.
That's true. That's true. We're in good hands.
Definitely.
Very, very good
hands. We're in good hands. So here's my question.
Strong hands.
Pumpkin spice, you know, it went from really good and it was new and it was fun, and then it got really overblown, overrated, got put on everything. Are we starting to see it coming back around where, you know, it's kind of laying off and coming back in where it's good again, or are we still in the bad phase?
Go ahead, Jeffy.
Well,
I first of all, if you say you don't like pumpkin spice, you're a fucking liar.
I love
it's delicious. And anybody who says that when it comes out, they're mad and they don't want to taste it, that's because they're soulless pieces of shit. Pumpkin spice is fantastic.
But this is my
big question.
You know
who didn't like pumpkin spice? This is true. You know who didn't like pumpkin spice?
Who's that?
Hitler.
Exactly. Kim Kardashian doesn't like pumpkin spice.
Find me one picture of Hitler drinking a pumpkin spice latte. Find me one.
Wow. I'm with you. That's good. You're not going to see that.
Or more importantly, should we discuss how Starbucks has somehow decided when our seasons are?
Mm.
Do they decide? I mean, pumpkin it used to be the McDonald's green shake. That's the only thing that
pumpkin
changed.
Pumpkin spice, peppermint. All the peppermint shit comes out around Christmas.
Is it Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
And gingerbread. They hit gingerbread pretty hard, too.
Yeah, they hit the gingerbread. I don't know. I honestly look forward to pumpkin spice.
You like it. You like it.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Excellent. Well, I don't hate it either, so I'm going to say yes, pumpkin spice is coming back.
It's coming back. It's on the good side.
I think so.
Absolutely. Hey, if you want to find more about our good brother that's on right now, the food porn unicorn, go give him a follow right now on Instagram if you don't already, at Dave Shirotsky. She-rot-ski, just like it sounds.
F-P-U.
Oh, you know?
That's right. All right, Dave, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for chiming in and bringing some of your knowledge and your geniusisms.
Thank you guys as always.
Check it out. Jeff and I are going to be here again next week, dropping some dimes, dropping some knowledge, talking to somebody cool, and hanging out with our good brothers and sisters. So we appreciate your time tonight, everybody. Check out the program. Maybe you're listening to us on the replay. If you listen to us on the replay, I'll tell you what, send me a DM on the Instagram, and I'll send you a free night from Burger Chef. How about that? If you listen to the show all the way through, listen to it all the way through, hear this part, send me a DM on the Instagram. I'll send you a knife for free. In the meantime, I think that's a pretty good deal, right, Dave?
I'm definitely sliding in those DMs.
No, you don't count. It's like employees can't be a part of it.
No, I mean, I'm not going to do it as me. I'm going to make a fake account, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yo, genius.
Big shout out to you, brother. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit tonight, man. We really appreciate your time.
Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Love
of course,
back,
shout out to Madison Dupuis for joining us from Try Hungry, a.k.a. Hungry. Great stories from her. We appreciate her. In the meantime, and in between time, Jeffy.
Plummy.
Please remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
From the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.